We're in Albia tonight for RVTV After Dark.
After Dark.
After Dark.
On the headsets with me right now, Keith Murphy and Ed Wilson. Hey, Sam, shut it.
After Dark.
After
Dark.
We've had a hell of a day.
Big day. A lot of rain.
Huge.
A lot of rain. Enough
Amazing.
With the rain. Enough with the rain.
It's raining again right now.
RVTV, the
right
R.
Right now as we speak.
The R stands for rain.
Rain.
Enough with the rain.
It's 152
enough,
and it's still raining.
Enough with the rain. Seriously.
It was like a knife twist as we came back to the cabins.
Ladies and gentlemen,
just
Michael.
Pouring down rain.
Yeah, more rain. Yeah, we check Jeez. In at the Honey Creek cabins.
Beautiful.
More rain. Yeah, these are beautiful. These are really nice. These are really nice. These are so nice, we may stay.
I'm taking up personal residence.
That's easy for you to say, Ed.
I think Ed's moving here.
Yeah. I'm going
to
live
here. Ed has promised every town that we've been to that he's either moving
there
or coming back for some sort of celebration.
I will come back to the other towns, but Albia, I will live in.
That's so true.
I am going to live
Ed
here.
Ed gets on stage, they're like, and it's just cheap applause. Yeah, I'm thinking of making this my second home.
And I'm sure they...
Yay, Ed, we love Ed.
I'm sure they believe a weather guy. That works.
Yeah, yeah.
Geez, as long as you're not Brett McIntyre on the first game of the season, we'll believe
that. That was hard.
Jeez, did you guys see those posters of Brett's face?
Yeah.
With a big, like a circle with a big red bar across it?
It's not easy.
Like, with the hashtag fake news beside it.
Oh, my gosh. Like the Ghostbusters symbol, but with McIntyre's face? That's cruel. Brett is he's a scientist.
All right, let me
He's a nice guy as well.
All right, I'm sorry.
You know, jerk like I am.
Go ahead. It's your podcast. Not that there's a chance that this will ever be heard.
I need to set the table here.
Hi, Chris.
And I need to, before we get into
let's pretend we're going to play Albia tonight,
Keith Murphy more or less crowned Lee Greenwood as the second coming of Jesus Christ.
I felt like I was in church.
Hey, what's the first rule of public speaking?
Candor. Talking?
Know your audience.
We know our audience here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network, and that's why Sipker is not allowed on tonight's show.
He wasn't on... Well, does it count if nobody hears?
This poor
hears
guy
it?
Is sitting over here in the dark.
If
with
a tree
the
falls
light.
In the if a tree falls in the forest,
hey,
and no one hears it.
Hey,
does the tree make a sound,
Murphy?
Because that's how I think of podcast number two, After Dark.
Yeah, and I owe the world an apology.
Yeah, the podcasting world, you do.
I'm a man who
doesn't know how to publish.
When he messes up, he owns it.
Do it.
And last night,
do it.
We had.
You're like Brett McIntyre.
We had an epic podcast at the Dingus Lounge, my favorite bar in the world.
I'm going to say it's the most entertaining hour of conversation that I've ever been a part of.
Seriously?
You'll never hear.
Are you just saying that to make me feel bad?
No,
I felt all day like you're just doing that in jest to make me feel bad.
I really mean that. It was incredible. The owner of Dingus, AJ, his stories alone about the things he's seen in his bathroom
with his wife,
and when he told John Sears, "John, I saw you on the pole.
Go get a
tetanus shot."
Those are just moments you can't get back.
You can't get them. Those are the precious moments.
Those are the RVTV After Dark.
Those are the After Dark.
Those are the moments we've been trying to capture for the last, for me, 5 or 6 years. And,
I wanted to get that out of the way and apologize to the audience because it was 100% my fault.
I'm sorry for what you don't know you missed.
I should have been better.
It wasn't that good, really.
It
wasn't that great.
We have to fast forward to tonight.
All right.
Where Keith Murphy
yes.
is standing up on stage in front of, how many, 1,000?
A lot of people.
I would say there's 1,500 people there.
1,500?
Yeah, easy. Yeah.
Okay.
And these veterans standing.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later.
We're at this, absolutely breathtaking memorial.
Welcome home, soldier monument. It is incredible.
Yeah.
Jim Keller, the man that spearheaded everything and put this thing together, he was there.
You interviewed him on the newscast.
He's a veteran.
And then
it is amazing.
Yeah, it has a statue of the soldiers on Iwo Jima.
Right. World War II.
A replicate. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
A replicate.
That place, if...
Scott admires Mike.
It's
already. Oh man! All right.
I'm sure we have a lot of Central Iowans listening. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's worth the trip.
It is to come
down here to Albia and check this memorial.
And really,
out.
At oh, night, gosh. You know, I've been by there during the day, but at night with those lights on the flags,
the flags were incredible. The monuments, the statues that are there,
the crosses,
the crosses. Michael took one of the best photos I've ever seen. It's on his Twitter feed. It's also, we put it on Facebook and the Sound Off. It's just incredible. And yes, you're right. And I saw a couple of comments of that tonight, Chris, from people who said, gosh, I've been in Iowa my whole life. There's things I didn't even realize exist.
Yeah.
Like some people don't even know this is down here.
No. Well, it hasn't been there that long.
It's fairly brand new. It's 8 years old?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
But they've done so much work.
There's more stuff coming. I mean, they have the next monument is going to be for...
They said there are like three bronze statues on their way.
Yeah, one is for women who fought in wars. There's some really great stuff. It's amazing.
So the gentleman
in Vietnam, the next one is Vietnam.
The gentleman, the veteran that you interviewed on the news, Ed,
Jim Keller. Name,
okay, he told the story. Just it's worth recapping briefly that he's a Vietnam veteran,
right.
And for many many years after he got back, we all know. Vietnam veterans were treated poorly.
He said we were not treated well.
Yeah, he said that, and he said that like many years later, somebody said to him, "Welcome home, soldier," and that's where it got its name from. That right. One person finally thanking him for his service and welcoming him.
Yeah, like 30. How many years later did he say?
It was incredible, though.
It was shocking to me when I heard him say it.
Yeah, it made you feel bad. And then tonight, at this RVTV, but it was far beyond that. It was about the veterans. It wasn't about RVTV. Well,
and Jim said, you know, this is what we want to do. We want to bring you here.
Yes.
And we want to rip your heart out when you come in. And then when you leave, we want to give it back.
Oh, and that happened because when they introduced all those veterans and they were spread out over a few generations and they marched in, it was fantastic. And then there, you can't believe that this actually happened, but that Lee Greenwood, who sings like the most iconic patriotic song in our country, this side of the national anthem, is there on stage to sing to these veterans and the crowd.
And you,
yes,
got to introduce him.
Yeah.
To sing God Bless America.
God Bless the USA.
Yeah. It's America.
There's two different songs. God Bless America.
That's what he started with.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah. That's a different song than God Bless
America. But Murphy, you go up there and... Yeah.
Proud to be American. I think isn't that the.
Did you think ever in 1995, when you started RVTV, that you would ever, on an RVTV stop, God bless the state of Iowa, the city of Albia, the USA.
Yeah, USA and all veterans.
Who else did he
veterans,
God bless?
Veterans. God bless
veterans.
Veterans.
And then
there were a couple of small rodents. That were there, just
baby
running
Jesus.
Around. God bless these rodents.
And then you basically called Lee Greenwood the second coming of Christ in your introduction to him. Did you ever think that
might
that
be
was
an
possible?
Overshot?
Yeah, that's probably too much.
In 1995, I was there, and I think he did think that.
Yeah, I did. I did. I did.
He's like, one day,
my original vision for RVTV was that this somehow would all lead to 5 foot, 5 inch Lee Greenwood in cowboy boots in his mid-70s.
Those are nice cowboy boots. Did you see those?
Yeah, yeah. They're like black. Size six.
Maybe. Black snakeskin boots.
They were
awesome.
Yeah.
He's a small guy.
He took them off of a little girl.
You know what, though? Everybody who was around him all day, Jason Summers and Catherine, that was one of the organizers for Albia, they said Lee Greenwood was awesome all day.
He was
really
not
nice.
Awesome to me.
Well, what'd he do to you?
He wouldn't come on our show.
Yeah, but he's probably heard it.
No.
Up top.
No, Ross and I went. We went hunting for Lee Greenwood,
right?
In his guy.
But when you go hunting,
that's your problem.
With
he was wearing all camo.
Him, yeah.
No, his guy.
Yeah.
Went into the Lee Greenwood bus. Mm-hmm. He's like, let me check with Lee. And he comes out.
Right.
And he's like, well, Lee says maybe later. You got to check with this guy.
Right. So a second guy.
And
Lee. And
but Joe Millage said that he was actually practicing at that time when you guys went in.
That's fake news. He was not. He was sleeping.
Really?
Yeah, he was napping. He's 75.
He's 75, yeah, of he's, course. Yeah, what is he going to do? What's he going to do at like around 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
He sleeps.
Naps.
Yeah. That's what he does.
Tomorrow I'm taking a nap. I've worked for all my life.
In all seriousness.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was so cool.
Like, I had a friend of mine.
It was
I'm not going to
so
say.
So cool.
But a friend of mine who he came up. I didn't even know he was there. Good friend who I've known for years. And he comes up and, like, put his arm around me after he goes, my brother's name is on that wall.
Wow.
And you could just see the tears had just been flowing. It was a touching deal watching all those veterans in freaking Lee Greenwood singing God Bless the USA with fireworks going off over this monument.
Well, God bless those veterans who stood there.
Oh.
I don't know.
For
45 minutes maybe.
Because Greenwood just kept going.
Right.
It was the best finish to a Channel 13 newscast I've ever seen. Sam Lozano, our photojournalist that shot this, but like Lee Greenwood's introduced.
Sam's fly is open.
Well, he's getting married soon.
It's a boys' weekend or week.
The veterans come out. Lee Greenwood sings God Bless the USA. And these fireworks are going over this incredible monument. And the entire song is played with. And what did Albia spend on fireworks?
Everything.
It was the same team that did the Super Bowl fireworks.
That's
what Joe Millage told me.
I believe
it.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, we brought in the guys from
Super
Bowl.
They're so good.
It was like timed out with the song.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you know what? There are circumstances where that kind of thing, I mean, there are times you could be cynical about something like that, but when you saw, and I saw Ed working up and down the lines, God bless him, just shaking all those veterans' hands, and some of them were some of them were quite old, and what it meant to them,
like the guy
to be there and have to see those crosses and the flags and Lee Greenwood singing that song. Yeah. It was awesome to be a part of that. To have
Can you imagine those people who are sitting there thinking, you know, this is my space. This was for me. And the welcome back, you know, theme of this is like, this is my moment. This is what, for some of those, you know, as Jim Keller said, you know, it was not great when we came back. People did not treat us well. And to have that kind of moment,
we have a very
awesome
young audience here on our podcast network.
Yep.
And I bet many of them don't even know that. Which is, I think, a good thing for them to go and learn about.
It was a very, it is something, and I mean, the Cliff Notes version of it was a very unpopular war. History has proven that we should not have been in this war. We couldn't seem to get out of the war, and for reasons that make no logical sense, but at the time it was just a human reaction, people blamed and look down on the folks who were in the war, who were just doing their job and serving their country. So they came back, and
they were treated like crap.
Some of the distaste for the war that we should not have been in was taken out on these veterans who were just doing their job and serving their country.
Well, and
many people died doing that. And
Tom Cruise in Born on the 4th of July. I mean, that movie pretty much encapsulates where these people were.
Yep.
Sitting at that moment, you know, it's crazy.
Yep. All right.
Yep. So that all that happened, and all of that, and everything that happened with Lee Greenwood being there, it all ignores the elephant in the room.
Yeah, and that's where we need to go, because this is RVTV After Dark.
After Dark.
After Dark.
Admire thought Lee Greenwood was black. Yeah.
What was your reaction when you saw Mr. Greenwood today as a white male who's 75 years old napping at 2 o'clock when I tried to interview him?
Yeah, it was good for me that I had some time to
process.
Yeah, prepare and process for what I was about to see. But yeah, like once you finally know how somebody looks.
Why does that matter?
Why did you think Lee Green was black?
Why does his color matter?
It does not. It doesn't matter.
But what just made like you think? I mean, how did you have a black man in mind? You thought his voice was soulful?
Yeah, he just had a deep voice that was...
He has a very high voice.
Well, and that's what... Yeah, I know.
This is a deep voice.
Or now I've like paid attention to some of the...
Simon Estes. Boom.
But yeah, when I first heard the song and heard the name Lee Greenwood, it just sounded kind of like a brother's name. I thought it was. And
Lee Greenwood.
It turned out that it wasn't.
Okay. All right. Well, Shane from Marshalltown.
Yes, sent, I saw this.
Sent, that's great. Shane from Marshalltown sent a handy guide today.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't see
Brett,
that.
Brett Greenwood, white.
Yep. Iowa football player.
Lee Greenwood, white.
Apparently, yes.
L.C. Greenwood, black.
Yep. It just kind of...
Pittsburgh Steeler, yeah. So
there
you have it. You have a Hawkeye, a Steeler, and a short country singer with one of the most played songs of all time.
I honestly don't know how that all came to. It was mainly just that, the name... His deep voice.
Name all African American country singers you can think of right now. Go.
Derrick Sprucker.
Who's the blowfish? The guy from Big and Rich.
That's Cowboy Troy.
Yeah,
but does that count? Big and Rich? He's not rich.
I've only heard one song.
He's a sidekick.
Yeah, but Big and Rich. What's he? The and symbol.
Cowboy Troy is not big. He's a sidekick.
There's one.
Okay, so discredit right. my one.
Listen, Hootie and the Blowfish, they were popular. Sucker. I had the album, yeah. Cracked Rear View. Everybody did. It wasn't working. He had to go in another direction. He said, look, how long has it been since anybody sang Wagon Wheel? I'd probably take that to number one. I'll record that. He did.
And it was great.
Yeah. That's a cash grab. There's basically one African-American country singer of all time, Charlie Pride.
And
he is.
Yeah.
Do you know Charlie Pride?
He's amazing.
Yeah, I know a little.
You've heard of him?
Pride.
You've heard of Charlie Pride?
Yeah, I've heard of Charlie Pride.
And Lee Greenwood.
Dude,
now knowing what I know now,
I'll never
it's embarrassing.
I'll never forget that moment
at the Baymont by Wyndham. And
oh, that's the thing. It's because
that was a nice hotel.
Chris is trying to play some of this music right now.
Well, I just feel like
set the mood.
A little ambiance behind.
Yeah. So we had finished up RVTV in Norwalk, and if tomorrow all things were gone, for a
is this Biggie? Is this Biggie, Tupac, or Lee Greenwood?
It's 50 Cent.
This 50 Cent?
Fitty.
Yeah, this Fitty.
It's 50 Cent.
Because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
God bless America.
USA.
And Albia.
Where at least I know I'm free.
In Plaza RV.
In Plaza RV.
In Fairway.
The folks who brought us food today.
How about when we were on our way to see Lee Greenwood and we were all singing at the top of our lungs? And even Sipker was singing God Bless the USA at the just belting it out.
Yeah.
What happened to Sipker?
He went to the bathroom.
I think he's pissed that we're not letting him on.
We're going to let him on. He had a one-night probation, and you didn't post that anyway.
Well, yeah, that's right. So that he can play. He can play tonight.
Is it really suspension that didn't happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He can play.
Hey,
it's happening.
Sears asked a good question. If Sipker was suspended for last night's podcast,
yeah.
But it didn't actually exist.
Boom. He's done. He's okay.
Did he serve his suspension?
I think he did because... I had to witness Sipker going through the pain of not being on that podcast last night.
He did drop a couple of F-bombs. By that, I mean 10.
God, I feel so bad because it was such an epic podcast.
Okay, so he had a one game.
It's kind of Brett McIntyre said it was going to be a really nice day.
Ed, you're the scientist here. Sipker had a one.
Allegedly.
Sipker's. Yeah, this is a clip.
The guy, goes to weather.com and he looks at the forecast.
No. Weather.com, I do not.
Ed cares.
I use weather.gov.
All right. Ed, Sipker had
the best part about
a
this
one
after dark
podcast
is
suspension.
Ed's sitting here munching on a bag of Doritos.
It's so awesome.
One podcast suspension.
I'm starving.
The podcast did not count. So it's like it never happened. Has Sipker served the suspension?
Why? Yes, because we did the podcast. It just wasn't posted because Chris screwed it up.
He got dressed. He suited up. He went.
And we did the whole podcast.
And he had to have the feeling.
It's like the game was there, but they couldn't broadcast it.
Right. And he had to sit there and watch it. He had to watch us do it, right, even though it didn't count.
The game happened. We just couldn't broadcast it.
Okay. All right.
I'm with you.
Boom.
I'm right there with you, my man.
Yeah.
All right.
I think he's asleep now.
There he is. No way he'd go to bed. He's a man style.
He put on his jammies.
I'd like to make an announcement.
I'm not going to say it. Yeah.
So predictable.
Gosh. We were going to let you back in, man.
Hey, suspended again.
Keith.
It's now, so predictable.
I just went to the floor for you to get you back in.
I asked him this the other night.
Yeah.
Now that he doesn't have a mic, I want to ask you.
Okay.
Why did you ever let him be a part of this?
I don't know.
Honestly. Like, what in your mind was like, oh, it'd be a great idea to bring Sipker along?
Well, geez, now that you say it.
Hey, Admire, can we talk to Sam? Are you okay with that?
For sure.
Yeah.
Let's pass it over to Sam.
Because I need to...
My beer's empty. So.
Okay. You want to give me one, too?
Yeah. Who needs one?
Cold beer here.
Anybody?
I'll take one.
Okay.
Sears needs one. Ed wants one.
Yeah, I'll take one.
Here we are.
No, Chris, Sipker, seriously, he...
don't be nice.
No, I'm going to be nice because he's smart. And he's creative, and
he's creative. I don't know if I'd say he's smart.
He's smart, and first of all, there are a lot of things. I mean, like, we have discussions all the time. I don't agree with Scott on everything, but it's I always like to be around people that don't think the same as me. It challenges me. I like that.
Scott's good at that. You're
and
right.
And his essays on these towns,
they're really good.
They're really good, and people love them. In fact, in many ways, it might be what people enjoy the most, because the farther we get away from Des Moines, the more these towns feel like the only time they see Des Moines media is when there's a bad story. So they just really appreciate somebody coming in and finding, like, the history of their town or something positive or some story that most of us don't know.
As somebody who edits them, they are extremely fun to actually...
Sam Lozada, the editor of those stories, ladies and gentlemen.
Hearing him say these things, like, I'm learning something during my day, which is a 12-hour day.
So, Sam, as a POC...
Yeah.
Go on.
This is the key here.
As a...
Continue.
POC is...
Person of color.
As a person of color, did you notice... at the Lee Greenwood concert tonight,
after dark,
you could see you were the only POC. Did you notice that?
No, I did.
Did you see another minority?
I did see another minority because he was on the Albia football team.
I saw him too.
Thank you.
Who said you were the only one? Sipker. Sipker, you're right.
Sipker.
You're right. And you know what? The Albia football team, I'm glad you mentioned that. One of the most touching things I've seen.
I did see that where they were.
There was a veteran who's really old and debilitated in a wheelchair, and the football team lifted him up over the curb out of his wheelchair.
They did do that, but that was really cool.
Murph, that was the guy who.
To give credit where credit is due, Williams also helped the man.
Is he on mic? He doesn't sound on mic.
Yeah, he's on mic. He's just not putting it into his mouth like he should.
No, I do want to say that Williams did also help the guy
Well, so
as
we
well. The football team did like 90% of the work, but Williams was also there.
So I was holding his
Williams
arm.
Williams is a good guy, except when he didn't post that podcast.
But this guy, and this was really touching, because he's been debilitated for how long? We don't know.
We don't know. Could go back to the war.
Sipker and I were holding him up, okay? Scott and I are holding on to him.
I didn't see Sipker.
Scott was beside me. And this guy goes to us. He goes, oh, y'all came down to Albia tonight. You didn't think you'd be helping out a cripple, did you?
Really? That's what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said to us.
So he's self-deprecating?
Yeah, while the football team is lifting up his wheelchair. And it was really cool. Yeah. It was cool in all sorts of ways, because these kids are helping out this guy.
Right.
And then this guy who's been through hell.
Yeah, he probably is embarrassed that
he was. You could see it in his eyes. He was embarrassed that he couldn't get over the curb.
Sure.
But he still, you know, has it within himself to make a laugh out of it.
Right. Yeah.
It was neat.
And like, to be there.
Sam did a great job with his photojournalism.
You did.
I did.
The best part.
I could have done better.
I walked up to Sam about halfway through, and I'm not kidding. Like, Lee Greenwood is up there.
Sam is already laughing.
Lee is like he's singing the Bette Midler song.
Wind Beneath My Wings.
And Lee's singing about...
He was going to do Christmas Shoes, but you said no.
Oh, speaking of that, when we were at Murph's, I freaking played Christmas Shoes, and the bartender turned down the audio all the way so we could watch your crappy newscast.
By crappy, you mean awesome?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, it was Christmas Shoes, by the way, that leads to a good Andy Fales line, or terrible Andy Fales line, depending on how you think about it, but... Andy Fales.
My mother-in-law still hates you guys.
And Andy Fales calls "God Bless the USA" by Lee Greenwood the Christmas Shoes of patriotism.
What do you think Andy's going to think when he sees your bloviating introduction of Lee Greenwood?
He's going to think that I've gone too far. And that,
like, off the cliff.
How dare you, sir?
Yes. Yeah. That he's just.
So I walk up to Sam. Lozada. In the middle of Wind Beneath My Wings, and it's super emotional. And
is this when Lee Greenwood's playing the sax? Like that like that little baby sax?
It's a soprano,
like,
soprano saxophone.
It's the douche saxophone.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
it's a soprano saxophone.
It's like a saxophone for a guy with a small penis.
It honestly looked like a toy. It honestly looked like something you would get at Walmart.
And I go up to Sam.
Toys R Us before Toys R Us.
Everybody,
he crushed it. It was good.
Everybody in this place is like emotional, and it's this sad song. Yeah. And I walk up to Sam because I'm thinking he's the only minority here.
But you're wrong.
Yeah, there was the other kid. And Sam is sitting
I actually heard Sam.
Sam is sitting there sending off some meme to his Facebook. What did the meme say? It's like one of those Kaepernick Nike memes.
Oh, it was like Justin Timberlake. Hold on, I got
Sam couldn't have given two shits that Wind Beneath My Wings was happening. Like, Sam didn't even know what was going on around him.
The meme,
he could not care less.
The meme is, it's a picture of Justin Timberlake with the Nike symbol. It says, step one, cut a hole in the box. it's something that one of my friends sent me.
The point is, everybody around him, like, you're either tearing up or you're choking up or whatever, and Sam is sending memes about the dick in the box the Saturday Night Live.
I received it.
Sam is already upset because Lee Greenwood sang a Disney song.
Yeah.
No, I didn't
know.
Oh,
we got done with the weather cut in. I go over to Sam and I'm thinking, God, he is pissed. Did we miss this thing? What's going on?
First off,
this is from Hercules.
First off, it's
he's ripping off Disney.
It's because Hercules is my favorite animated Disney
movie. And you didn't come here to listen to a cover band.
I did not come here to listen to a cover band. I came here to work, and Lee Greenwood just happened to be here. All right? And I didn't know I was here to see Lee Greenwood, the cover band.
But as one of the all-time rhythm and blues legends, Lee Greenwood.
Lee Greenwood, yeah.
You,
and it had to be nice to have another POC there.
I didn't feel alone. You're not wrong.
All right.
It was epic.
No,
Sam did not care.
I will.
Lee Greenwood, like the Pledge of Allegiance, everybody's putting their hand over their heart. Sam's just like, all right, well, can we wrap this up? We got to get it done by 10.
I was just concerned about the
time.
Sat window. I was like, dude, we're really cutting this close. I don't know if this is going to make the 10 now.
You were here to work and you were all business.
Yeah. You got to be, man.
Bam.
You got to be.
Lee Greenwood was supposed to perform for a half hour. He went like an hour.
Yeah, he did a great job.
I will admit, I can understand why people would appreciate Lee Greenwood, but his music is just not something that resonates with me personally.
Do you really? Hate America? Are you a communist?
Yeah.
False.
No, Sam loves
Socialist?
America.
No.
I'm just messing with
Hard no.
Don't
hard
push
no.
this, because the one time I pushed Sam, he said to me,
have you seen Narcos?
Yeah. He said, you know I'm Colombian, right?
Right.
I said, yes. He said, you might want to check out Narcos.
I love Sam. You did a good job, man.
You're awesome, buddy.
I try. And I try to.
Like, the whole thing tonight is Murph saying, like, the best end of the newscast ever. It's garbage without Sam.
Garbage seems strong, but thanks.
Seriously.
Trash.
No, he did a great job.
I will admit, I was concerned. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And then we just kind of were there and we did it.
The framing was amazing. And that it would, what we put on the, what you guys put on the air tonight was amazing. It was really good. And
I'm happy with it.
And the deal is, you care about what you're putting on the air. It's, you know.
Oh, you have to.
Not that the rest of the idiots that we work for.
RVTV, like, I look so forward. I was in Vegas before I came on RVTV this year. And for a solid, like, 6 hours in Vegas, I was thinking about, like, oh, man, how am I going to catch up to RVTV? These guys are already a day ahead of me.
Yeah.
Well, we love you, man. Good
love
job.
You guys, sure. Love you guys, too.
Give Sears the mic.
It was an awesome moment.
Mr. Sound Off.
Awesome moment tonight.
You Sears don't have, why would you call him Mr. Sound Off?
That's what he is.
Can we talk about it? Because, I mean, it's after dark.
After dark.
Seriously, I mean, the Mr. Sound Off stuff, it started, I mean, it was a little bit funny the first couple times that Sears pushed
a little
that.
Funny?
I mean, it was a little.
I thought it was awesome.
It was a little funny the first, I mean, but now it's like people are yelling it at him when we're out at these RVTV stops. We're like, hey, Mr. Sound Off.
In a crowd. I
he's
mean,
been
in
on
a bar
Sound
crowd.
Off. He's been on Sound Off like, like
it was
two,
a packed
2 months.
Bar crowd.
like 2 months, maybe 3 months. He's Mr. Sound Off.
3 months?
John, how many times have you reset your mic?
So, how months? Is he Mr. Sound Off?
That's Ed slurping a Busch Light.
After dark.
Just for the record, it's been a long day. Right now, it is 2:23
in the morning.
Yes.
Wow.
What's that mean? Where's Sipker?
He's asleep.
Asleep. He's got to be asleep.
He's pouty, man.
He's probably talking
he's
to his
suspended
wife.
Suspended again. He cursed into the microphone, so we suspended again.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go ahead.
You can't do that. You just can't do that.
Yeah, it's the second time he's done it.
Oh, we were ready to bring him back on board.
Look, was it man, Burt Reynolds? Gosh,
is this a real thing? Like, you love Burt Reynolds that much?
I do. I mean, he was he's like the
George Strait.
He was the movie star of. Look how handsome he was in those days. He was the movie star of the 70s.
Why
the
is biggest this on star. Sports? Why mustache. Is it on SportsCenter?
He played for Florida State. He was a football player.
Okay.
He starred in one of the greatest sports movies of all time, The Longest Yard. Yeah. And he was the owner
original
of a,
Longest Yard.
Yeah, the original. Yeah. And he was owner of a USFL team, Tampa Bay. He was he was one of the part owners.
That's that fake news league, right?
Well, yeah, according to one of the former owners of one of the teams, the New Jersey Generals.
But wasn't Smokey and the Bandit? I mean, that was that was as a kid growing up when that came out right before I graduated.
Let me have a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper and make it fast. I'm in a goddamn hurry. Yeah.
Thank you, nice lady.
I just remember him from Cop and a Half.
Nice ass.
Did you ever see Cop and a Half?
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a movie.
Yeah. That's a bad movie, but it had Burt Reynolds in it, so it was still good. Deliverance, man.
Wasn't it Hooker or Hooper? Hooper.
Hooker was something else, Ed.
You know
After
that.
Dark.
After Dark.
After Dark. stripper, not hooker.
Best little whorehouse in Texas.
Yeah, put the Vaseline. You put the Vaseline in the boots.
Yeah.
Like I remember Burt Reynolds from Moody the Nights. Celebrity Jeopardies.
Yeah.
What?
Heard Ferguson?
Yeah. I'll take swords for 500.
I'll take big titties for 500.
That's what your mother said.
Damn you and your daily doubles.
That's big titles, and you know it, Mr. Connery. That's what your mom said last night, Trebek.
Hey, Sears.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
What's happening?
Welcome to After Dark.
Sears, my brother.
After Dark.
Hey, talk into the microphone.
After Mike, Dark.
One, like two, a professional.
Yeah, welcome, Mr. Sound Off.
The mic is touching my lips. Of course, you want me to get it to my mouth.
You talk into the mic.
Hey, that sounded like a Simon.
What do you want me to talk into it? Look, I'm holding the mic right here.
Okay, jeez.
Hi, I'm Simon Estes. Proud to be an American. At least I know I breathe.
Oh. That's what Lee Greenwood sounds.
You want to hear my low A?
Remember when Ad Meyer a couple of nights ago was telling the Simon Estes jokes about Lee Greenwood? Yeah. And everybody was so confused, so we just ignored him. Just like, what do you mean, what if they confuse Simon Estes for Lee Greenwood? This makes no sense. And then we finally figured out that Ad Meyer thought Lee Greenwood was black.
Everyone just thought he was drunk.
I'm gonna puke.
Nothing but crickets when he said it.
But I'd like to meet Michael Ad Meyer.
Sears, it's good that you're here because you're the one that showed Ad Meyer that Lee Greenwood wasn't black, right?
Yeah, I pulled the picture up on Wikipedia, and the look on his face was just stunned and perplexed. Couldn't believe it.
That guy isn't Nat King Cole? What?
And it was Lee Greenwood in like that leather American flag coat.
Did you see the guy tonight that he'd been driving Lee Greenwood around?
Yeah.
Did he have the leather coat on too?
He had the leather coat on.
Lee Greenwood signed his coat.
And Lee signed the coat.
Did he really?
Yeah, and this guy was so proud of it. He was showing it to you.
Proud to be an American.
He was right up at the front too, right at the stage.
What do you think Lee Greenwood would have done if, say...
Oh, this is good.
Sipker is in the front row.
It would be Sipker.
Like, and he's doing that Pledge of Allegiance song that he sings.
Sorry, Keith.
And Sipker takes a knee in the front row. Do you think that, A, Lee Greenwood would have kept going, or, B, he would have made an example out of Sipker?
I think he would have made an example out of it.
I do too.
Especially if Ray over
here. This is the skeptical part of me. Okay.
Okay.
This is
what
all joking
part of
aside,
you isn't skeptical.
All joking aside, this is for real. I don't know Lee Greenwood. I have no idea what he's like as a person.
Hiccups.
I do now because I about puked because I was laughing so hard back then.
At what was that?
It was Simon Estes saying he wanted to meet Michael Ad Meyer.
Yeah, that's
right. That is what it is.
When we were referencing the Simon Estes jokes.
That's right.
For real, I have a hard time with this, and this is because I hang out with Ross too much. Is Lee Greenwood really this patriotic, and does he really care that much? Or
his dad served in the Navy, he said.
Or is he doing it for money? Like I feel like it's a fair question to ask. I don't know.
I mean, for years, and it's just meant to be a joke, but you know, like for years I've been saying that, you know, the one guy that gets a little excited when there's a war is Lee Greenwood.
Because, it'll go up.
Because he,
but God bless him.
But because you know
him,
you know those downloads are about to sell.
And our nation and the veterans.
In Fairway and Plaza RV.
And the guy who likes war.
Yeah. He, you know, he said he certainly sounded like a guy that believes
absolutely
everything. I mean, tonight he He said some passionate things that I don't think most people would find controversial.
I don't even want to get political here. My point is,
I think we're past that.
Yeah, way to go, Chris.
I'm always skeptical of guys who it's like, well, you're benefiting from this.
Do you think if Nike offered him $1 million to put swooshers on his cowboy boots, he would do it?
Yes.
Wow, that's really cynical.
No, it's
Nike,
not.
Nike right now? I mean, jeez, people are burning socks.
I had one guy.
I have Under Armour socks, so. I do.
When I posted the video of all of us singing.
Yeah.
On the way to the concert.
Yeah, that was a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
One guy responded. He goes, I hear Lee's going to burn a pair of Nikes up on stage tonight, which I thought was
seriously funny. Somebody said that.
Well, yeah. did you
he
see
was,
what
he
did
was
you,
kidding?
Yeah, did you see what Hassel wrote when like all the fireworks were going off? No. He's like, what the hell's going on there in Albia? Lee Greenwood's probably rolling over in his grave.
Oh my God.
No, we. So for real, Ross and I were trying to interview him today, and we were going to ask him about NFL protests.
Mm-hmm.
We're a sports show.
Right.
Lee Greenwood is thought to be one of the most patriotic men in our country.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a very fair question. We were not mm-hmm. going to be unfair to him about it. And I was curious about it.
Did you tell him that ahead of time?
I would have. I would have told him ahead of time.
But didn't. He'd
be happy to answer that question on the show.
Yeah, I would. And I was genuinely curious to see how he would answer it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I guess my point is that if a guy did that, I would hope Lee
Greenwood. Do you need to burp or something?
I mean, what can we do
to alleviate your hiccups?
I would hope Lee Greenwood would stop his show and say, hey, stand up and put your hand on your heart. Because that, to me, is like what he like stands for. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I would hope he wouldn't just keep going.
I would say he probably does that. And my thing is, follow the money. I mean, if people are going to make money out of something, that's where you got to go. I mean, it's kind of a cynical thing to say. But it's,
welcome to my life.
Yeah,
he's in Albia because of that song.
Couch,
I mean, he's they spent money to get him to Albia because of that song.
Yeah, but he grew up in whatever it was, San Diego.
They didn't do it for Dixie Road.
that shocked not shocked me, but that kind of surprised me. This is like a
he's from Sacramento, right?
Sacramento, yeah, California. So that's where he grew up, but then he moved to
Tennessee by choice.
Yeah.
Hey, Sears, what's the most interesting thing you've ever seen on RVTV?
Wow, what a switch.
Jeez,
nice,
man.
Nice segue.
That was a quick switch right there.
That's Murph trying to get away from the political rabbit hole.
I just feel like it's bringing us down. I mean,
I'm sorry.
I'll talk about anything, but I feel like let's move on to what the most interesting thing Sears has ever seen.
I'm sorry for being skeptical of people who have financial interests in things.
Oh, you absolutely should be skeptical because money makes
follow us. The money. Okay.
Yeah, money makes us all.
So, John, what's the most cool thing you've ever seen
weaker.
At the state fair?
Coolest thing I've ever seen at the state fair. Man, these are just like the rapid fire questions here.
When you were growing up, what was the neatest Christmas gift you ever had?
When you were 5 years old, what was the best gift you received?
What about those zombies?
When did you first kiss a girl and what was her name?
Is she listening? After dark.
Highly dark.
After dark.
After dark.
The zombies?
Yeah, what'd you think of the zombies when we pulled into Albia?
Well, we had to wait a little bit because you guys were like 30 minutes behind.
No, that's a whole other story.
Let's follow GPS.
Turns to get to Albia. You guys took the wrong turn.
Now we go onto our gravel road. I don't think the GPS is working.
We went onto a gravel road.
It's two turns.
And we pulled into a driveway.
It's Highway 5.
And these two
cores. All you do is just one road straight down.
One road to take Highway 5.
These two
corgis.
These two corgis run out of this farmhouse. And they were both at least 20 pounds overweight.
Oh, they look like 50-pound seed bags. They were running with full legs.
With short legs.
Little bit of legs.
They were so fat.
They were so fat, their legs squeaked.
Oh, yeah.
They were coming at us.
So that was probably a clue that the GPS was off. But you just...
we're on a gravel road.
You think?
We're on a gravel road with two fat corgis coming at us. Oh, my God. The Queen of England lives here.
Come at me, bro.
My GPS might be off.
Well, you get where you trust technology so much.
I looked down at my phone. There's no signal. Why are we using GPS? For
you
the
trust
love of Mark?
You trust technology, and it was telling us that go down this road, go down this road. I started reading the newspaper. You did whatever you were doing. Sipker kept following.
I was like a teenager. No, I was like GPS. A middle schooler in the back seat. I had my headphones on. I had my iPad out, and I was watching Longmire on Netflix. Good,
underrated show, by the way.
Love that show.
Yeah. And this is just a couple of days removed from we're on our way to Diagonal, and when we see the Iowa Welcome Center, yeah. We think, you know what? We might have missed our turn.
We're going south on I-35. We're trying to go.
Is Sipker, is like, he's developed a reputation as a terrible driver.
Oh, beyond terrible at this point.
Well, I don't know what's his driving as much as his sense of direction.
And he drives like a little old lady. He drives very slow.
Wouldn't you think
slow.
If you saw a sign that said Albia this way, you'd take it?
If we would have seen that sign, yeah.
You know what, though? I have no room to talk because
no, you don't.
I was listening to a podcast, and I was blindly following.
What was it last night's podcast?
It was.
Was it RBTV After Dark?
After Dark.
After Dark.
I was just blindly following them, and then I about ran over one of those corgis.
Fat corgis.
And I'm like, okay, we're in a bad spot here. And Murph called me about 20 minutes later, and he's like, hey, do you have cell phone reception? Because we're just driving around in circles here. And I didn't even realize. I was blindly following you guys.
You certainly were, because we were on a muddy gravel road.
Yeah. With fat corgis.
Yeah. On the way. There's only one straight road that goes between Knoxville corgis. And Albia, and that is Highway 5.
So we get... We're supposed to be
and yet those
in Albia.
We're pretty adorable.
We're supposed to be in Albia in 30 minutes.
Happy little guys.
So we're supposed to be ahead of you, and we end up a half hour behind you. And meantime, these zombies all the stage makeup are standing in the pouring rain waiting for us to get there.
High school kids.
And it was a surprise.
All day long.
We didn't even know that's what it was going on. None of us. Did you know when she got down there, John?
Did I know...
That it was going to be this zombie apocalypse.
I didn't know it was going to be zombie. I think we knew something was going to happen. We pulled up and there was a big wall. Like,
right.
Something was going to happen. I didn't know it was going to be the zombie apocalypse.
So how would you?
We'd get lost and we drive in on the wrong side of town. So we drive in behind this big sign
that
they've set up.
We just screwed the whole thing. Yeah. They've been planning it for months.
All these kids are out there, and I still didn't get that it was a zombie thing. I mean, these people look like dead walking people. I still didn't get that because I was like hiding. And
I
I'm
just figured we
guys,
were at the state fair.
I was telling Murph and Chris, or telling Murph and Sipker, hide your faces. And then I'm thinking, well, shit, here's Sipker driving, so that's good. Don't hide your face.
After dark.
After dark.
After dark. It was nuts.
Let's turn it over.
We
to
finally
Sears.
Got there, though. So we finally got there.
I need more Sears.
Yeah, more Sears. Yes, most please. Memorable moment ever on RBTV, John. Go.
Well, shit, you've had 20 minutes to think about.
Most memorable moment on RBTV.
Let me tell you, you're dancing today, kick butt. That was awesome.
What's that?
You're dancing today.
Probably
it was amazing.
He got hit in the face with a soccer ball. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Who did that?
Oh, dude, that was awesome. And
his most memorable moment was me getting hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I guess second place would be when you tore the top of your finger off the other day. That was great. Oh, yeah. And then one year you got really, really sick. That'd be third place.
This all comes down to what I asked him on Tuesday about wanting to rip your eyes out.
And now I get it.
With a knife. No, you stick a knife in his eyes. I think that's what you said.
I thought the question was too much, but now yeah, thank you, Michael. I'm ready for my first one.
It's 2:41.
First one after 2:40.
Where is Sipker?
What time do we have to leave tomorrow morning? Anybody?
Bed.
He's asleep.
No, we need to get him.
What time do we have to leave tomorrow?
Thank you.
Oh, here he is.
Oh, here he is. Here
there
Sipker.
He is.
Hey, Sipker.
Look who's here.
Mr. Nice Guy.
Sipker. After dark.
Bend it again.
After dark.
A shift.
A what? A shiv.
What are you doing, Keith?
A shiv? A shave. Are you going to shave off
you
your beard?
You can't give Sipker a hit.
Hey, guys. It's nice to be back on the podcast I co-host.
You know what? We were trying to get you in here, and then you said the F-bomb.
Sorry.
I had your
back,
man.
I was in William's mom all night.
Man, this is just escalated quickly.
Well, there we go.
Sipker.
What do you want? I got a lot of better things to do.
Light the rocket.
Like what?
How did you enjoy the Lee Greenwood show?
I thought Lee...
Yes.
His voice was more impressive than I was anticipating for
his voice rocked. I mean, the high notes for a 75-year-old dude.
It was false bravado.
I would say the vibrato was
jacked up and kind of shaky, but and
it
manipulated.
It was fake news, like Luke
it was
Bryan
manipulated,
bravado.
But the high notes.
Yeah, it's great.
That was pretty
amazing.
He
sounds good. It is. I think he delivered exactly what he was asked to deliver, and he made people happy. And gave them an emotional night, which they were requesting. And I think it all worked really well.
What blew me away was that Albia not only got Lee Greenwood, but like Kid Rock. They were trying to get Kid Rock there and almost had him.
That is such a big difference, though.
That would be a different show.
I know.
The difference between what we saw
it's
tonight.
Bipolar.
And
it's bipolar. It's bipolar between.
Rock.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe not bipolar.
I was trying to tell Joe that. I'm like, you had this beautiful night. If you have Kid Rock there.
Imagine those 200 veterans. Standing there listening to an hour-long Kid Rock show. Ball with the ball and dang-da-dang, diggy-diggy-diggy, singing-a-boogies. They'll be like, you know what? I'm out. I'm going to bed.
I didn't fight for the country. I'm gone.
Well, you can't do the military. Like, if Kid Rock's there, it's party people.
Oh, yeah.
People come from all over different towns.
I don't think we'd have it at the memorial that night. I mean, whatever. But who was the other one?
No one would have been wearing their shirts. Ross Peterson would have been there.
Dude,
who was the other big name that they were trying to get?
Ross would have loved tonight's show.
Leonard Skinner? Who was the other big name that they were trying to get?
I think Keith Murphy, the Reverend. Oh, they got him.
Yeah. What do you think when we rolled into town and there was the welcome... Excuse me, the welcome sign, and it had RVTV
and
Lee Greenwood.
I think it was appropriate, really.
I want you to know we got top billing, though.
Absolutely. I mean,
Greenwood's the undercard.
He was.
For the main show.
Totally.
Thank you, John. Is that all you guys need?
That's all we need, Scott.
No,
thank you.
You're staying. You're staying. You're in.
Ego.
What do you want?
What is this?
No, we're good. Give the headset back.
Okay. Do you have the what? What the crap Ed shirt on?
I do. I have the What the Crap Ed shirt because the R in RVTV stands for
rain
to paraphrase.
R stands
Murphy.
For rain.
All right, give Keith the mic.
All right, sounds good.
All right. It's good to have you, man.
Good work.
Way to go. Go back to bed.
Way to go.
What the Crap Ed, go back to bed.
How'd it go with Scott?
It was underwhelming.
It was below average.
I thought he did well.
Guys, I forgot one thing.
No.
After dark, Simon Estes.
Well, I feel like it's a good time to sign off.
Well, let's ask Sears 10 questions.
10 questions?
Yep, that's a cute picture of
ten
your dog,
questions.
By the way.
Thank you.
Chris Williams just popped up his phone. Oh, my gosh. She's freaking adorable.
You want to see pictures of her first day of preschool?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That was hard, wasn't it?
You guys were on a podcast.
It was brutal, man. I cried, for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Podcast.
It was horrible.
Yeah, let's call Hassel.
Go ahead and ask Sears
a question. That's what you need on this thing is a phone hookup so that we could actually call Hassel.
Hang on, let's see if we can get him in.
Well, he's in Florida. Send this thing over the roof.
FaceTime Chris Hassel.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it says, what is the FaceTime? Making a FaceTime call to Chris Hassel.
Getting her hair done.
Here we go. He's not going to answer, though. He's on Florida time now.
It's like 3:45.
What a dick. Oh.
Yeah, I'm screwed.
You better get, buy a shotgun.
It's 3:45. It's 3:45 in the morning.
I own 6 guns.
Good. Good for you. Because that's going to be what you need at the front door when you start dating.
I own 6 guns.
Williams, handicap it. Does Hassel answer?
No.
No.
Hey, what's called Zavalinsky?
No way he's going to.
Zavalinsky might be up.
Oh, you know what? Fails is up.
Call Fails.
Well, it's, Fails is up. In fact, he's at the station.
Oh, he is?
He
okay.
just texted a little while ago. Said he was on the way in.
All right.
FaceTime Andy Follis.
I can't hear you.
Look at that.
Making a FaceTime call to Andy Follis.
Follis. Andy Follis. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm screwed, man.
I'm still looking at...
There he is.
Hey. Chris is... He answered.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Fails! What's up, brother?
We're way in the dark. You can't even see us.
Hey, Andy, welcome to RVTV After Dark.
It's the podcast After Dark.
And we just turned on the lights.
Nice.
Nice.
Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you.
Hey, Murph, I want you to have the conversation with Andy so we can hear it through your headset. I want to see what he thought about the Lee Greenwood piece.
Andy, have you seen the Lee Greenwood piece yet?
Not yet.
The end of the newscast was unreal. I mean, the timing of it was incredible.
And you get
they brought out all these.
Right to him, and he went into God bless the Sunhawk game.
Yeah, they brought they. God bless the Cy-Hawk game.
God yeah. bless God the bless Cy-Hawk the game.
Yeah, he
it's not gonna be in Ames.
Yeah, they brought out more than 100 veterans. We introduced him. End of the newscast, and then you've seen the Monument Park, right? You've seen that.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's great. But then Joe Milledge and crew, they launched those more fireworks than maybe anyone in the history of Iowa. It's the guys who did the Super Bowl.
Certainly in Monroe County.
They did the fireworks.
So it was perfectly timed.
Perfectly. You'll have to look it up at the end of the newscast there. Who do you want to talk to out of this crew?
Well, honestly, Jeff and I've got to get in the car and start heading over to Kinnick right now, so I'm just trying to...
Oh, somebody's going to Kinnick Stadium.
Yeah, I got to print out my scripts and stuff to do that, so I actually was just... Oops.
You're talking with kind of a lisp.
I'm tired.
I'm tired. My lips aren't working.
Here, say hi to Ed.
This is a man's life.
Hey, man.
Where are you guys?
We're inside the cabins out at...
At Rathbun?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Honey Creek.
We're so happy
nice.
You answered because Hassel
Did
wouldn't
Lisa
answer.
Did Lisa Christine find you, Keith?
Did who?
Did Lisa Christine find you?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
She did. And Ed took photos.
Does Andy know?
Andy's
that he's
seen
on?
It. Andy has seen
Andy,
the photos.
Do you know that you're on the After Dark podcast right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
I am?
Yeah.
After Dark.
After Dark.
After Dark.
Yeah, you're on.
Oops.
No, you're good. You're good.
All right, brother. Take it.
It's no problem.
Oh, man. Hey, Andy, guess what?
What?
Admire knows Lee.
What? What?
Admire now knows. Admire now knows that Lee Greenwood is white.
Yeah. It's finally sunk in.
Well, it can happen. He sounds so much like Charlie Pride.
Lee Greenwood. Would an older black man ever write that song? Or at least I know I'm free.
Hey, here's the BS part of the song.
Would be the most clueless elderly black country musician ever.
Andy, let's name all the famous older black country artists. Go.
Well, you said that who, Charlie Pride guy?
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Charlie Pride, that's it. There you go.
All right, Andy, is Brooke in yet?
No.
Of course not.
Me and Lauren and... Yeah, is that it?
Is Jerry Ann in yet?
Is Jerry Ann in? Is Jerry Ann there?
No, hell no. No, she's not in yet.
She's fired.
Probably in about 20 minutes or so.
Who had a worse
she's
week,
fired.
Jerry Ann or Brett McIntyre?
Oh, Brett McIntyre.
All right, thank you, Andy.
All right, I got to print the stuff out.
Have a safe trip.
I appreciate it. I wanted to do this all week. It's finally come true.
Okay, thank you, buddy.
All right. We'll watch you tomorrow.
See you,
bud. Oh,
God, that was great. Here, hearing that to Scott. Plaza
after
RV.
After dark.
After dark.
After dark.
After dark. Chris, say hello to Scott with Plaza RV.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Chris.
That was a terrible hello.
Hey.
Why don't you like Scott?
I love Scott. Scott and I hang out at Kippy's and Elkhart together.
We have.
Yeah.
Scott.
Well, you guys are both from Bondurant. Hello.
Damn right we are. It's because we're real Americans.
I'm proud to be an
only
American. Or at least yeah, I know I'm.
Yeah, Charlie Pride never sang that one. You're right.
He didn't sing that
no.
one. Yeah. Scott, Andy made a good point.
Scott, you always sit back and you just witness all the BS.
Yeah, he knows what's going on.
And you don't say much, but you witness it all.
He has some thoughts, though.
Oh, he's a collector. He just pulls it in
just
and collects
it. Just in the corner
it.
And yep. watch.
He's yep. aggregating all of this.
That's right.
What are your observations?
Just in case I ever need
You've got some dirt. Who did you find, like, Scott, of all the people you've witnessed on RVTV, who do you find, like, the most perplexing? Like, who do you think, man, that guy's a little bit different?
This is easy.
Yeah, really.
Everybody's different. Everybody's got their own.
That is so PC. Oh, yeah. My land.
Come on, throw somebody under the bus.
Yeah, come on.
I've got nobody to throw under the bus.
How about under the RV? Can you throw somebody in the RV?
Forget the bus. How about an RV?
Throw somebody under the
RV.
Under the Plaza RV.
Yeah.
Who? Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Has anybody gone brown in the RV?
I did in the Hawkeye Nation one year.
Well, we do have a POC person here, so that's...
Yeah, no, I have.
Oh,
I
mean,
not.
I'm
number
sorry,
two.
Brown. I'm number sorry, two. I misunderstood.
Racist.
The first year I came on here, I went in the Hawkeye Nation one.
But you did that
just for fun.
Be a dick, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I know because
I want the rule breakers.
Before, prior to Plaza RV, long time ago on RVTV, I did not heed the warnings. Don't go brown. And Andy and I, at that time, Andy had to drive the RV from Iowa City back to Des Moines. And it sloshed around all the way on the road. And it about killed both of us.
Yeah.
So it's not just a slogan. It's a way of life for me now.
Scott,
I will not go brown.
Is that a thing that when you go brown in the RV and it sloshes around down the road, does it stink more?
It can.
It did that
year. There's chemical you can put in there that will stop that.
We didn't have that chemical.
Is that blue stuff they use in an airplane or in a... Yeah.
We didn't have that chemical. Oh, my gosh. And Andy...
You had chemical.
Andy would not... I wish he was still on. He would not leave me alone about it. I mean, just like every 2 minutes he'd go, damn it, Murph. He was so mad at me, and he wasn't wrong. He said, we had an agreement. We had an agreement. You don't go brown in the RV.
And by the end of the week, it's hard to find a bathroom.
Well, see,
it is.
I just thought.
And then it becomes like a panic thing.
I mistakenly
like,
thought
oh my
no
gosh,
one
they might have a bathroom
would notice. I thought back at that time, I was naive. I thought, I'll get away with it. No one will notice. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. It was bad. All right, back to Scott here. Get the scoop.
Okay,
he
so,
sees it all. He
so
takes
Scott,
it all in.
So I stayed at the RV the other night in Diagonal.
After dark.
And after dark. But it was so comfortable.
Dark.
That the bed in the toy hauler part of the back end of the RV. Man, it was comfortable. It was great. But I was afraid to, like, take a shower. I had to, like, ask your approval. Is it okay? Can I have permission to go take a shower? Because, you know, you freak out. You hear about all the brown shit. And then I in the shower. But anyway. It was hard to push my foot on top of it and get it down the drain. It was. Yeah, I did
was slicking
do that.
When I got in there.
After dark.
After dark.
Yeah, it's just like home.
After dark.
I guess I'm gonna have to put the not safe for work.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you have it. You have some sort of a.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
A safety thing,
but
right?
But it doesn't catch everything. All the time.
Okay. Well, neither does that drain. It is fun though, man. Do we not have a good time?
This is
Scott. It wouldn't be the same without you here, man.
Love Scott.
I love doing it. You know, I take the week off, and it gets me away from work a little bit. But it is. It's kind of a grind. It's
well, you work too. It's not like you're taking the week. I wouldn't say you're taking a week's vacation by any means. You work hard too.
So it's something different. I enjoy it. You know, meeting all the people on the road is enjoyable, and hanging out with you guys, and it's not all fun. I posted that on my Facebook page. I had a couple pictures, and you guys do work hard, and you know the way you
I don't work that hard.
Ed just
I'm pretty much in that lazy boy recliner thing, just drinking all day. But it's
good. Where's Ed? He's on.
Yeah, he's on. Wait, where? Yeah. I do like your representative, though, Dennis.
Yeah, Dwayne.
Dennis, Dwayne, whatever.
Starts with a D.
He's a D. No, he's a great guy. And he actually, drove like 7 hours home tonight or something?
Yeah, he had to get back.
Jeez.
I know.
Man, hope no one went brown in his car.
What would you guys do if I told you that this podcast didn't record?
I'd think it's another
beat
night.
We'd beat the crap out of you.
I'd think it was like last night.
We'd take you outside and beat you like a pinata.
It doesn't matter. I've had a good time.
Yeah.
That's all that
Absolutely.
Matters. I am a little bit upset that Sears didn't really say much. I mean, it's
Sears
like, he's in a kind of a mood, I think.
He was acting like my wife, just not talking.
You're dancing today. You're dancing every day, every time. But that was like off the chain. That was so cool with the zombies.
Yeah. You know what I think it is? I think you planted these seeds of resentment. We had a good relationship till we hung out with you.
Until I asked him about ripping your eyes out.
That was a leading question. That wasn't open-ended.
I've heard the way you guys talk back and forth. I watched the Mr. Sound Off stuff.
I heard the way you guys talk back and forth. I can't believe this podcast is going on for 3 hours. I didn't record. Sorry. Good night.
I really do have a horrible.
Not safe for work.
I can't talk. My hiccups are terrible.
Scott tries to help us out and say, you know, you guys work really hard. You work really hard. And then look
God
what you
bless
do.
You.
Look
God
what you
bless
do.
You, my son, with the
you're ruining it.
Thank you.
Look, hey, Chris, it's almost midnight. We should probably wrap this up.
Midnight? Yeah. Yeah, it sure is. It's just about midnight.
After.
Could I have a beer?
After dark.
After dark.
It was fun. It's a good time to wrap it up because I can't talk.
And talk.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey, seriously, tune in tomorrow night when Ad Meyer finds out that Nate Stanley is white.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.